Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Wendy Gillespie, sitting in for Angela Mariani, and inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. This hour on Harmonia, we begin a three-part celebration of the British-based viol consort Fretwork. In honor of its 30th anniversary, we're exploring Fretwork's experiences with 500 or so years of rich repertory ripe for viols. William Laws, complete music for solo lyra viol, performed by one of Fretwork's founding members, Richard Boothby.
Thank you.
We heard A Fancy by William Byrd, performed on the organ by Paul Nicholson, from the 1988 fretwork recording Heart's Ease. On June 24, 2016, the British-based viol consort Fretwork presented a gala 30th anniversary concert at King's Place, London, featuring both former and current members of Fretwork, as well as some of its most frequent collaborators, including countertenor Michael Chance, mezzo-soprano Susan Bickley, and lutenist Elizabeth Kenny. The concert began with the first piece that the incipient ensemble ever performed, the early 16th century composer William Cornish's trio Fa La Sol. The music featured ranged from that piece to The Garden of Cyrus, composed some 500 years later by the English composer and musicologist Duncan Druce.
Thank you.
you heard the same people who performed the piece at Fretwork's debut on a recording for Amon-Ra made in 1987 called In Nomine, 16th Century English Music for Viols. Return with us now to Barcelona in the year 1985 for a semi-staged production of Monteverdi's opera Orfeo. Three violas da gamba feature in an inferno scene, playing about 3 minutes of music total. Thus, viol players Richard Boothby, Richard Campbell, and William Hunt had time on their hands. They used it to go hat shopping and to jam on some of the rich repertory of music for an ensemble of violas da gamba, or a consort of viols, as it is often known. They realized that there was a place in the musical universe for a professional consort of viols playing the spectacular and little-known repertory of the 16th and 17th centuries for 3 to 7 viols. Their timing was excellent. It was the heyday of recordings of early music in London. Various names for the ensemble were bandied about, but finally the name Fretwork, luckily not Gut Bucket, another strong contender, Fretwork won out. After months of rehearsal, Fretwork, by now a consort of 5, with the addition of the English viol player Julia Hodgson and a transplanted American, performed a less than formal concert in the Palladian villa called Orleans House, just outside of London. Here's a piece from that very first performance, a fantasia by John Ward in 4 parts. The recording you're about to hear is very rare. It is indeed taken directly from an elderly cassette tape, which is the only audible evidence of that concert that remains. was fretwork at their very first performance ever on December 21, 1985, at Orleans House outside of London. The event was attended almost exclusively by an audience of hardcore viola da gamba players, some of whom were very much more intimately familiar than the performers were with the repertory. Afterwards, it was back to the drawing board and rehearsals at William Hunt's house. The ensemble counts their Wigmore Hall debut on June 25, 1986, as their official start. So there were 6 intervening months during which to let the situation develop musically. In 1985, fretwork had just 2 concerts, and in 1988, when Susanna Pell was welcomed as the 6th member of the ensemble, 22 concerts. Fretwork's early recordings focused on 16th and 17th century music of Orlando Gibbons, William Byrd, and John Dowland, to name some of the better-known composers. We'll hear music from another of fretwork's earliest recordings, Heart's Ease, a 1988 release by Virgin Classics. From the 1988 Virgin Classics disc, Heart's Ease, three pieces by Anthony Holborn, played by the same people that you heard earlier in a live situation, but several years later, when they were carefully placed and pointed towards microphones in an empty church. The era of working with the fabulous Nick Parker as producer of Fretworks recordings had begun, and the ensemble was actually being paid to play music that they were thoroughly enjoying. 1989 saw the release of Dowland, Lacrimae or Seven Tears, 1604, from which we'll hear Mr. John Langton's Pavin, complete with ornamentation drawn whole cloth from Dowland's lute version of the same music.
Thank you.
we heard Mr. John Langton's Pavin, complete with ornamentation by John Dowland, performed by Fretwork. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco, Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Wendy Gillespie. On this edition of Harmonia, we're celebrating 30 years of the British-based viol consort Fretwork. In addition to the Dowland Lacrimae recording, 1989 also brought a call from the composer, George Benjamin, who had heard one of Fretwork's discs and was interested in writing a piece for the group. The result was Upon Silence, an extraordinary work for five viols and mezzo-soprano, setting a poem by W.B. Yeats. Suddenly, Fretwork was plunged into the deep end of contemporary music. The technical demands made on the players were like nothing they had experienced before on the viol, and the exactitude demanded by the composer was shocking. It took most of a decade to really get to grips with this piece.
Thank you. Sorry.
We heard Upon Silence, a setting by contemporary English composer George Benjamin of a poem by W.B. Yeats, performed by the Viol Consort Fretwork with mezzo-soprano Susan Bickley. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Our featured release is the 2016 recording William Laws, Complete Music for Solo Lyra Viol, performed by none other than founding fretwork member Richard Boothby, the only one of the original five who remains in the ensemble. We'll hear a selection of dances from that recording. Music from the 2016 release William Laws, Complete Music for Solo Lyra Viol, performed by founding fretwork member Richard Boothby.
Thank you.
We heard a selection of dances from the 2016 recording, William Laws, Complete Music for Solo Lyrophile, performed by founding and current Fretwork member Richard Boothby. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. Special thanks to Charlie Rausch for his help in obtaining copies of hard-to-find recordings. The writer for this edition of Harmonia is me, Wendy Gillespie. Thanks to our studio engineer, Mike Paskesh, and our staff, Janelle Davis and Luann Johnson. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Elizabeth Clark. Our executive producer is John Bailey. And I'm Wendy Gillespie, sitting in for Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.